just a few people left staying here. I'm one of them. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it for January the 23rd, 2020. It's a Thursday. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, gun control zealots continue to pound toward the front doors of law-abiding citizens in Virginia with their eyes on confiscating guns from legal owners, and it could cause some counties to actually join West Virginia. Yes, it's true, and yes, it's legal. Number two, 2 weeks after Donald Trump, because of President so-called whistleblower, was already plotting ways to have him impeached and knock him out of office. That's right. Years before the phone call, Eric Ciarmella began his scheme to remove Trump. It's true. And number one, more endless testimony from Adam Schiff and the miscreants trying to upend the American election. In fact, Schiff says Trump must be removed. Why? Well, because the American people cannot be trusted with an election, and he may win again. That's one reason. I'll give you another reason. The Russians are going to invade if we fail to send cash to Ukraine. That is the assertion of Adam Schiff. I can't make it up. I can't keep a straight face, and I can't make it up. We're either going to fight the Russians there or we're going to fight the Russians here. That's where he went last night in the wee hours. Let's start with, you cannot be trusted. You, sir, you, ma'am, cannot be trusted voting. Look at what you did last time. Look what a mess you made last time. You elected Donald Trump. What the hell were you thinking? So you can't be trusted. Knuckle dragging deplorable that you are anyway. So, Adam Schiff says America cannot be trusted. You can hear it in his own words. It's bite number five from little Adam Schiff on the floor of the U.S. Senate trying to look like a big boy. Bite five, go.
The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won. In corruptly using his office to gain a political advantage, in abusing the powers of that office in such a way to jeopardize our national security and the integrity of our elections, in obstructing the investigation into his own wrongdoing, the president has shown that he believes that he's above the law.
Is that what it is? I'm just taken aback by the fact that you can't be trusted voting. Or is the assertion now that somehow Donald Trump perpetuated voter fraud? Is that it? Because I thought the Democrats told us there is no voter fraud in America. And as long as their candidates are winning, there's not. But as soon as a Republican wins somewhere, oh my gosh, voter fraud, voter intimidation. It's not fair. I think the woman in Georgia still thinks she won the governor's job, or at least that's what she tells people. But I digress. Meanwhile, yes, if we delay spending money with Ukraine to buy them javelins and everything else, all the military weapons, by the way, that were not sent to Ukraine by the Obama administration and just started to be sent by the Trump administration, if there's a delay in money being sent, which, by the way, didn't affect the javelins or the military equipment, it was only blankets and food. But if that money is delayed for 55 days, right? That money's delayed for 55 days. Suddenly, the Russians are going to invade, apparently. Let's go to bite number 12 with Adam Schiff last night. I don't know if he was, you know, just tweaked out. He was a little tired, a little peaked. I don't know. Bite 12. Go.
Moreover, as one witness put it during our impeachment inquiry, the United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
Are we at a war with Russia? Are we fighting Russia over there? I'm going to have to check my newspaper here. Last I realized, I didn't think we were at war with Russia. The Democrat Party is at war with Donald Trump. That's clear. But the United States, last time I checked, was not in an open, hostile war with Russia. Maybe I should check, Mr. Schiff. We're either going to fight Russia there, we're going to fight them here. Remember how the liberals cackled like a bunch of hens in the barnyard when the comments were made similar to that about the Iraq war and every place else? We got to fight them there, we're going to fight them here. Rather fight them in Iraq than in Iowa. And the Democrats, the liberals would cackle and laugh. And then they turn around and do the same damn thing. Pretty funny, isn't it? talk about hypocrisy. It's kind of fun. Kind of fun to watch him do all that. All right. So how about this? How about we square the record a little bit? Let's go to Jay Sekulow. It's bite number one. The reason we're going to do that, Jay Sekulow has emphasized how painfully long this is. Not only for himself, but of course the senators. No cell phones, you can't talk, you can't get out of your chair. You can drink milk, though. How lovely, milk or water. And also pointed out, did Jay Sekulow, a consistent theme from Adam Schiff is the unbridled streak of dishonesty, his ability to lie consistently, forcefully, openly, and without shame. Bite number one.
There's a lot of things I'd like to rebut, and we will rebut. I mean, I think we said it yesterday. This, you know, first of all, you notice that Adam Schiff today talked about quid pro quo. Notice what's not in the articles of impeachment, allegations or accusations of quid pro quos. That's because they didn't exist. So, you know, there's a lot of things we'll rebut, but we'll do it in an orderly and, I hope, more systematic fashion.
Well, I hope so, too. I did see something yesterday I just saw it a few minutes ago that I thought was fairly interesting. And I just dialed this one in, and I want to share it with you. Mike Rogers used to be the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Mike Rogers, a longtime congressman from Michigan, an FBI agent, retired. Now he's a CNN contributor. I don't know how he gets in there, but they let him in the door. And he had the nerve to point out late last night that the Democrats are flailing, floundering, and anything short of a miracle on 34th Street, they got nothing. Let's go to Mike Rogers. It's bite number 11 with the former congressman. Bite 11, Mike Rogers. Go.
There is a lot of extraneous information in there that wouldn't be admissible in court. There's lots of that flowery language that isn't evidence, but they're trying to make their narrative politically, and this is a big, blunt political instrument. And so I think their burden is to prove to the American public their case. And I thought it was very disjointed today. If you're just an average citizen trying to get a handle on this thing, I think it was really hard to follow. And nobody's going to listen to a 2.5 hour speech. Nobody's going to listen to a full hour speech. So did they make their point? And you think about politicians in the House, you get 5 minutes on the House floor. That's an eternity. Senators, maybe 15 minutes. It's going to be really hard, I think, to sell what their narrative is. And remember, Americans already have made up their minds in many ways. So there has to be a big moment. There has to be that a miracle on 34th Street, where the lawyer pounds the table and they bring in the mail to prove that there is Santa Claus because the federal government. That's not going to happen here.
It's not going to happen here. You're right, Mike. Mike Rogers, a frequent guest in this program. About time to have him back, I think. He can tell us about the miracle on 34th Street and Adam Schiff. I think Adam would probably play one of the elves. What do you think? Dress him up like the movie Elf. That looks like an appropriate outfit for that guy. You know, I'm just saying, in the spirit of things, well, that or a clown outfit, whatever you prefer. All right, great. Good to have you here on a Thursday, just getting rolling. Virginia facing new gun control laws. We've got that going on. Some counties could jump to West Virginia. It's true. It's legal. We'll be back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.